Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, my friend. Today, we're going to talk about 7 PayPal alternatives for freelancers. And, you know, why would you need something other than PayPal might be your question. And if you're like me in the early days of PayPal, when I started my e-commerce store, PayPal had a lot of just rules that I just didn't like, you know, and I get that they're trying to protect the consumer and the buyer, you know, at the end of the day and stuff. And I'm a new person selling products online and they need to make sure that, you know, but they had some policies that I just didn't like. Like when I, you know, they capped me at a specific limit, you know, and then held my money for an additional 21 days anytime I went over that limit. And that just used to drive me insane. So it forced me to go out and see what alternatives were out there for, you know, receiving payments or, you know, doing different things, sending payments and stuff like that to PayPal.
Yeah. And I mean, PayPal is great and they have a lot of these rules in place for anti-fraud, but it's really hard to get them lifted, even though you prove you're not doing anything that's fraudulent. And I just don't like it when you feel like you're being punished for being successful. You know, you're making more money and yet PayPal's going to hold it back and basically punish you, hold your money hostage essentially. And so if you're a freelancer, you're creating websites for clients and you're having your clients pay you through PayPal, well, you're going to get to that point where you're doing a lot of projects and you're having people pay you and your money essentially gets held hostage by PayPal. And so some of these other ones are really great. And it doesn't mean you have to completely ditch PayPal because a lot of people know and trust PayPal, but it's always nice to have a backup and you can kind of split things, you know, half and half. So you can use one of these with PayPal.
Yeah, that's ultimately what we did. that's a very good point. You know, we added Stripe because, you know, we got to a point where our little company grew and we just, you know, I was like, the hell with that. I'm not, you know, so we added Stripe and turned off PayPal, you know, for when we would hit the limit for the month with PayPal, we would turn it off and start feeding all of our payments through Stripe and stuff. So here are some options that, you know, you can use in alternatives. And the first one, I said it already, Stripe. You know, great alternative, very similar to PayPal. Fees are pretty much the same, you know, 2.9%, 30 cents per transaction. One thing I like about Stripe is it does a, you know, rolling 48 hours, they deposit all of your money into your bank account. So that does make it kind of nice. You don't have to manually go out and, you know, transfer money to your bank like you do with PayPal. Stripe automatically does it for you. So kind of a nice feature.
Yeah, definitely. And it does it automatically. With PayPal, you have to manually go in and transfer to the bank account. David, do you want to take the next one and then I'll take the next two?
Absolutely, sure. Yeah, the next one is TransferWise. We started using this year specifically to pay freelancers around the world that work with us and stuff. And TransferWise is a, you know, another payment service that transfers directly into the freelancer's bank account. So what I like about it is even though it may take several days for the funds to arrive, you're locking in the, you know, exchange rate on the day that you actually submit the transaction. So we have freelancers that work for us, for example, in Poland, and, you know, exchange rates fluctuate greatly. And to be honest, PayPal doesn't have the best exchange rates out there. TransferWise exchange rates are very much in line with the banks and typically are a lot better. So it ends up being better for your freelancers. You know, they get more of quote unquote their money. So
right.
TransferWise is a great platform. Really like it. There is a process that you have to go through to get approved, and it does take some time and stuff, but once you're done and you're approved and through, it's butter. So check it out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks for taking that one, because I have not used TransferWise. I don't have any experience, but I do have experience with the next two on the list. And the next one is Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a digital currency. More accurately, it's a cryptocurrency. And you can use Bitcoin to send money all over the world. But unlike some of the other ones where you're sending, like with PayPal, you're sending US dollars through PayPal, Bitcoin is its own currency. And so you can convert your US dollars to Bitcoin and send Bitcoin. And it's becoming really popular. I actually personally just bought a bunch of Bitcoin, not whole Bitcoins, but because one entire Bitcoin is like $17,000. But I bought a portion of a Bitcoin. And it really is something of the future for sure, having a global currency that anyone can use and send electronically anywhere in the world is kind of the power behind it. It's not tied to any government. It's not tied to any bank. It's very powerful. And yeah, the value has just been skyrocketing lately. So that's Bitcoin. It can definitely be a way to accept payments from clients, from, you know, customers, whatever. Stripe actually now accepts Bitcoin as well. The next one on the list is a service called Payoneer. It sounds very similar to TransferWise, David, as you were describing it. I use Payoneer to pay one of my contractors that is in a different country, and he doesn't like PayPal because of some of the different rules. And I think in his country in particular, it just doesn't, the rules are even worse than normal. And so Payoneer works out really well. The fees are very nominal, and yeah, it's a great way to send money electronically, whether that's through credit card or ACH. I usually do ACH. So yeah, Payoneer is a great option.
And next on our list is Payza, P-A-Y-Z-A, Payza, however you want to say it. Very similar to Payoneer and TransferWise. It's just another platform, you know, a way to send money, much like PayPal and stuff. So we won't dive into each one of these, but we'll just list them, and then you can go check them out if you want. And yep. Next one, Tim.
Next one is ToCheckout. Again, we're not going to go into detail, but you can go ahead and check it out. I don't have a lot of experience with it, but it can be a great way to send money and accept payments.
Yeah, and I want to spell that for you in case you're, you know, the number two, checkout, all one word. Because
if
you're going, you know, and Googling it, it may throw you off. And last on our list, number seven, Google Wallet. Google's awesome. Love Google. And you know, you may or may not know that you can send money through Google. And you know, one that's not on our list, Tim, that I've actually used this year a couple of times, was Facebook. You know, Facebook sees, you know, these people are smart. You know, they see an opportunity to make money, and they incorporate it into their platforms and stuff. So you can send money over Facebook as well. So you may want to check that one out. That was a bonus that we didn't even know we were going to give you.
Yeah, speaking of that, I actually have two more bonuses as well that I use. One of them is Cash, Square Cash. It's an app, iOS and Android. You can send money. It does have a limit. I think the limit is about, it's either $2,000 or $2,500 in a single transaction. So you can't do more than that. So if you have some big client projects, definitely wouldn't recommend that. And the other one is Venmo. Venmo is really popular for sending money for personal use to friends, paying friends back. But I've actually had a client that wanted to pay me via Venmo. So I said, sure. Actually, a couple of clients. And so I've accepted client payments via Venmo. So that can be another alternative to PayPal.
Boom. We just went from 5 to 8 alternatives to PayPal. So maybe we'll change the title to this episode. Maybe we'll leave it as bonus Lanyap, a little extra.
Yeah.
I think that's it from me, Tim. How about
you?
Yeah,
that's it. That's all of mine, yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website and check out the show notes for episode 96, 7 PayPal Alternatives for Freelancers. Remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast. That's how people find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.